11:08. Already a hot Sunday morning.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a whole
work better for you? My man Lee Pittman joining me in studio.
Good morning.
Was ran into and out with last night Matt Goodfellow, the largest baby ever born in Crittenden County, whose head truly is the largest. He had to wear the senior high helmet in junior high. You know that kid? Everybody looks out, which one's yours? He's the one in the green helmet. Oh.
You know, Matthew Goodfellow held every tackling record in Marion, Arkansas until Jerry Franklin got there.
Till the great Jerry Franklin, who we hope, fingers crossed, this year.
That's right.
Preseason second team All-SEC defense, I think, or his third team. But we got our fingers crossed for Jerry. Okay, I promise this. Let me set the stage here for you, for those faithful listeners hanging with us through the first 2 hours. We are digging to the bottom of this controversy in Gould, Arkansas. Lovely, picturesque, mosquito-free Gould. Boy, if you could just give, if someone gave you a multi-million dollar home, but it had to be in Gould, Arkansas, would you live there?
Pass.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you.
That's a no.
It's their own special piece of prison down there. And I have been adamant this entire program in saying we should implement the Uday Hussein solution, and that is bus tickets and bulldozers for the city of Gould, and there just won't be a city of Gould anymore. So that's, a Katrina-style evacuation. One good natural disaster. Southeast Arkansas, you've got to think maybe we could just give that back to Mississippi. Just talk to Haley Barbour. Maybe Governor Beebe could talk to Haley Barbour and just say, look, I'll just give it to you. Just pay the taxes on it, and it's yours. Don't worry about it. But let me set the scene for you. This, according to an Associated Press account, the mayor of Gould, a tiny town in East Arkansas, said he was attacked Thursday evening while arguing with city council members who passed laws to stop him from meeting with a citizens group, a move many said violated the United States Constitution's First Amendment. What happened here was this. There is an organization in Gould called the Gould Citizens Advisory Council, which the mayor uses as a political weapon to try to, it's pretty much standard stuff.
It's
done in American politics. We have it here, these, groups that get involved and lobby Congress or whatever it may be.
Everyone needs a focal group.
Everyone, exactly. They've all, in this case, the Gould Citizens Advisory Council was, let's just say, worked hand in glove with the mayor to push his agenda. Well, that didn't set well with some city council members. So a few weeks ago, the Gould City Council, over the strong objection of the mayor, passed a city ordinance that forbid any meeting from occurring. You can't have a public meeting or a private meeting where city business is discussed. Now, the problem with that, I think, I'm not a constitutional scholar. Dr. Ben Williams, who we know really well, is. I think he would tell you that you can't do that in America. Mm-hmm. You can't say as a city council, you guys, no more meetings of any kind without our approval. So, continuing on with the Associated Press story. Earlier this month, the council banned any new groups from forming without its approval. Its target was an advocacy group called the Gould Citizens Advisory Council. Council members accused that Mayor Nash had improperly met with the advisory council, which was formed several years ago to discuss concerns about the city's finances and management. Mayor Nash says, hey, I'm well within my rights to meet with people and talk about city business.
Constituents.
Because I'm the mayor. Well, the scene turned violent Thursday evening as the mayor, a bloodied Mayor Nash, appeared on camera for Little Rock's Fox 16 news outlet. They sent, I believe her name is Kristen Johnson, is the reporter, to Gould, Arkansas. And I don't know if Kristen is an Arkansas native, and if she's not, she has to wonder, oh my God, where's my career going? No, but so hats off to Fox 16, by the way, for being out in front on this story, being on the scene. A almost Zapruder film-like quality to this whole story here.
Is it a two-part piece with Alexander, or is it a...
Where is there was someone on the grassy knoll who pistol-whipped the mayor. But where's Seven on Your Side's Justin Peterson? He's off at a Saved by the Bell reunion or something like that. So here's the audio portion as the mayor is being interviewed, blood streaming down the side of his face onto, and by the way, hats off to him for this, an Arkansas Razorback t-shirt. So that must be your dress t-shirt that you wear to the city council meetings. So this is after the city council meeting. The mayor had a confrontation with a city councilwoman named Sonia Farley. He then evidently drove to some convenience store.
Whoa. The attacker was a female city councilwoman?
Allegedly, the attacker was a relative of city councilwoman Farley's.
Ah.
The audio, Lee, will explain it all as you'll hear in the chaos. Accusations bandied about. An officer shows up. You know how most people, police officers, they'll have a flak jacket that says police or, you know, bulletproof vest or a windbreaker. In Gould, this guy just has an old white T-shirt with the letters "police" written in Sharpie across the front of it.
Ironically, I've seen those before driving to my hunting camp in Southeast Arkansas.
You may be the largest landowner in the area, so you're going to want to pay close attention as Fox 16 breaks this story.
This is what happened just hours after Gould Mayor Ernest Nash says he was hit in the head with a gun by a city council member's brother.
Now, the same way you came over to get a statement, you could have came and got the truth.
That's council member Sonia Farley. Mayor Nash says she was present during the altercation.
Like I said, Ernest Nash
standing in front of a locked door, and nobody will come out and talk with us.
After waiting outside a locked door at the...
There we go. That's not quite the clip. That's a different clip. That's the post... confrontation reaction the very next day. So
with the pistol whipping is over at that point and the finger pointing has begun.
As Channel 16, well, I think you could understand, run it back to the very beginning as we hear a voiceover there from, I believe it's Kristen Johnson. I could be wrong. Anyway, this little girl, by the way, priceless, the reaction on her face as she's interviewing the mayor, as he's bloodied down on a knee talking to him when she sees a carload of city... These are city council members now who show up. But if you can, decipher for me what's happening here.
This is what happened just hours after Gould Mayor Ernest Nash says he was hit in the head with a gun by a city council member's brother.
Now, the same way you came over to get a statement, you could have came and got the truth.
She's yelling at the reporter. This is city councilwoman Sonia Farley, who's a key opponent of Mayor Nash's. And it was her brother, allegedly, that dispensed the ass beating on the mayor. So he opened up a six-pack, a nice big can of ass whooping on the mayor. And because you can see, this guy has, I mean, he's got, it's not just an abrasion. He's now, again, digging deeper into the story, there's an eyewitness account that claims, and I don't know if we can skip ahead, if we can find where, there's an eyewitness account of the beating who claims that the mayor was not pistol whipped, but was simply beaten with a fist. Doesn't deny the fact that it's the city councilwoman's brother who dispensed
the assault has commenced.
The assault is
clear on that. We're not sure what weapon has been used.
We don't know if it was the butt of an automatic pistol or if it was just a fist, but there is no doubt that the mayor was beaten. And then while Fox 16 is trying to interview the mayor, that's when the posse shows up with city councilwoman Farley. Jump ahead to the 30-second clip
there. And clearly, Ms. Farley is looking for the truth.
She's trying, right, as you could see, she came out of her car demanding that the same way you went over there to get a statement, you could have gotten the truth. So where are we at track? Let's see where we are there.
Police officers took you away.
Well, they didn't take me away. They took me around the corner to talk to me.
Still no answer. But here's a witness account.
Here we go.
They're sticking out their hand like this. And that's when the brother came up there, when he jumped on the sister. That's when the brother came up there and hit him with his fist. He didn't hit him with no pistol or nothing. He hit him with his fist.
Well, there we go. That's that all clears that up, doesn't it?
Expert witness.
Expert, right. You've got...
really paints a picture.
She's a patron of the convenience store. Well, see if we can't get back and write...
Well, the greatest part about that testimony there was that they really haven't had a chance to go back and change what you're
right.
thinking.
No, it's all
it's fresh. It's right up front. I mean, that's good admissible evidence right there.
Right,
I think
exactly.
we were going somewhere with that one.
Hit me again. Right? Mm-hmm.
Still no answer, but here's a witness account.
And he came up there and started sticking on her head like this. And that's when the brother came up there, when he jumped on the sister. That's when the brother came up there and hit him with his fist. He didn't hit him with no pistol or nothing. He hit him with his fist.
Now, it's a little inaudible.
Is it the brother or a brother?
A brother. I don't know if that's a... In other words, if it's the broad construct of a brother or if it's her brother.
I'm a little confused.
That's where there's confusion.
Northern DeShay County, it's... Okay.
That's total...
We may have to call for a ruling.
That's total confusion there because, again, that casts a wide net if she's spelling brother with a U.
Right.
A brother. But if it's more of a more narrow cast, her brother, mm-hmm. you know, going to fall for them down the tailpipe. Well,
it's
obvious this situation is out of control.
I mean,
in
first
Google.
You do the lion.
Then
now, right. you're doing Eddie Murphy.
I'm doing Eddie Murphy in the Beverly Hills Cop. And I do that simply as a tribute to NFL Players Association Executive Director Demoris Smith. Who, if you've seen on television a bunch during the labor negotiations, looks like that brother in Beverly Hills Cop that said, we're going to fall for no banana in the tailpipe. That's what he sounds like. So, well, this is, can we go back to the very beginning? This is the chaos that ensued the night, the mayor, I can set the scene. The mayor is on a knee being interviewed by Fox 16 reporter Kristen, I think it's Kristen Johnson. Anyway.
Catherine Johnson?
It's close enough.
Yeah.
That's a ballpark for me. Babe, I got the K part right. What are you leaving for? I was in the ballpark on your name. No need to be huffy. I think you called me Phil a couple times. I don't want to see me complaining about that, do you? As she's in the middle of her interview.
This is the live shot.
This is the live shot.
She was there. She was there. She was there. She was there. And this was there also. This was there also.
Like I said,
this was there also.
Continue on.
Don't manhandle me,
I think is what is the final words we hear from City Councilwoman Sonia Fairley. Don't manhandle me. And that's when the guy in the police T-shirt, like a tuxedo T-shirt, but more... That's when their arms are clenched and Ms. Fairley was asked to move around the corner and discuss in private her. What we don't seem to have, then, is an unknown Gouldian, while the cameras were rolling right thereafter, who begs Governor Beebe to come take control of the city of Gould, screaming into the camera, the state ought to take over Gould, the state ought to take over Gould. Much like No Justice, No Peace, you know, the state ought to take over Gould. Well, confusion, controversy reigns supreme in the hamlet of Gould.
Have any arrests been made at this
point? No arrests have been made. That's an excellent point. Poor Bill Sadler with the Arkansas State Police had to march out and say that we've got an investigation going. And I'm sure that the woman that we heard give the rather eloquent explanation of it not being a pistol butt, but a fist, you got to think she's on some witness list somewhere.
How did the pistol work its way in? Was there a pistol on the scene?
The mayor claimed that he was pistol whipped.
Oh.
But again, as we've heard from an eyewitness account there, sort of inaudible at the beginning of what she was saying. Couldn't understand that. But clearly she pointed out that it was not a pistol but a fist. But the broader question is, when she said brother, what are we looking at there? Are we looking at brother? Was viewing that in a racial context? Or was she simply referring to a familial relationship between the city councilwoman? I think that's really what's at play here, is that we've got the city councilwoman's brother who dispensed an ass-beating on the mayor. And then, well, go back. Listen to the very beginning. As the mayor identifies The mayor identifies his attacker while being interviewed by Fox 16.
Is he still on his knee?
Still on a knee.
An hour after the event, blood.
Well, he'd gone down, I think, so they could get a better shot.
He'd gone
to a knee to show the attack. Because AP has a photo of him bloodied. I mean, truly bloodied. Much like me after a few of these shows. Do we have the beginning of that again? Or it was the one that we ran, not that one, but the other one that we ran. The other version. That one. Hit me with that.
Oops,
one more time there. I'm dropping. Excellent job of production.
She was there. She was there. She was there. She was there. She was there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this one was there also. This one was there also.
Like I said,
this one was there also.
This one here.
Yeah. Don't manhandle me. Like a scene from Jack A or 227.
Is there any way we could send Larkowski to Southeast Arkansas?
I think the Polish whiz kid services are needed in South Arkansas. Well, and we'll see if we can't effort and find the unknown Gouldian, the unidentified Gouldian, who commands that the state take control of the city of Gould, which is...
Is there any chance you'll be doing this show from Gould next week?
Listen, I'd like to... Let's get it on! I'd like to Mills Lane style.
I'd like
to do the show from Gould. And I'd like to have the mayor on one side and city councilwoman Fairley on the other side. And I'd like to see it very famously how Sadat, Begin, and Carter had the three-way handshake to bring peace to in the Middle East. I'd like to bring peace to Gould and have a three-way handshake right there. You know what I mean? It would be, I'm helping to bring peace.
You're a dreamer, Bill.
No, what I do is I bring people together. Unlike our president and many others.
We are the people.
I think
bring them together, baby.
We're all one people, Gould.
We're all one people.
So, wow. The great Chet Baker plays us out. Of course, drug addict. Chet Baker invented West Coast jazz. The cool. When you see Matt Damon sing My Funny Valentine and The Talented Mr. Ripley, that's all a ripoff of Chet Baker. That was his signature tune and great trumpet player and the cool cat of jazz on the West Coast in the 1950s, and became a raging heroin addict. And as Randy pointed out, eventually fell out of a hotel room in Amsterdam. Fell out of a window. That's what happens when you're on heroin.
Yeah.
The whole time-space continuum thing is confusing.
I thought it was flying, but, you know.
We're in a cape with
the rest. I'm just looking for my... Where's the closet?
Badunk.
14 floors later.
Yikes.
So, stay with us. More of this hard-hitting, penetrating radio after this.